USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with Guatemala's president on Monday. She's in Latin America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. Harris also meeting with community leaders to discuss why folks in Central America are leaving for the United States. Russell Johnson is a rancher in New Mexico. He shares with Fox News why he believes Harris's trip to Guatemala misses a crisis.
The root problem might be down there in Guatemala, Honduras, Northern Triangle, but the problem with the United States is right here on our border. It's very disappointing to see our elected officials going down to another country and basically putting the citizens of this country on the back burner.
President Biden continuing to talk with Republicans this week to try to hammer out a new infrastructure spending plan. This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice, known as just-in-time inventory management, exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic faced shortages from chicken wings to lumber. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling for the resignation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president. McCarthy saying he doesn't know how the American people can have trust in Dr. Fauci. This coming after 5,000 emails of Fauci's were released from 2020 due to a Freedom of Information Act request. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Gas prices remain virtually the same this week, increasing by only a half cent a gallon for a national average of $3.05 per gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That $3.05 figure is actually up 9 cents a gallon from a month ago and $1.02 from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what motorists can expect as we enter the summer driving season.
For now, motorists shouldn't expect much increase nor decrease as global supply and demand factors remain relatively steady. Prices over July 4 in the weeks ahead will likely be similar to today's levels, barring any unforeseeable developments that may affect supply and demand.
Across the country, Texas has the lowest statewide average of $2.67, while California has the highest at $4.20 a gallon.
A couple is behind bars in connection with the road rage shooting that killed a 6-year-old boy on the 55 freeway in Orange County. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer explaining the prison terms they could face.
You could be looking at 25 years to life in prison. So these are very, very serious charges.
The suspects, a 24-year-old man and 23-year-old woman, were arrested by the California Highway Patrol at their home in Costa Mesa on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.